Stand 7. Genocide, a crime against humanity. Speech by Reichsführer SS Himmler, delivered on the 4th of October 1943 in Poznan to a group of SS generals.
I am not in the slightest degree interested in the fate of a Czech or a Russian. We will take from other nations what blood of our type they can offer us. If necessary, abducting their children and bringing them up in our environment. Whether other nations live in contentment or whether they starve to death interests me only insofar as we need them as slaves for our culture. Otherwise, I could not care less. If 10,000 Russian women collapse from exhaustion while digging anti-tank ditches, that interests me only insofar as that anti-tank ditch is ready for Germany. It is clear that we will never be cruel and inhuman if it is not necessary. We, Germans, are the only people in the world who treat animals decently.
Boris Polevoy, a writer and war correspondent and future editor-in-chief of the magazine Junost, covered the 1945 Nuremberg trials in Germany. Here is an excerpt from his book, In the End.
The Soviet prosecutor carried on with his speech. At the prosecutor's request, the sheets covering the stands and the table were removed. At first, none of us had any idea of what it was. It turned out to be human skin in various stages of processing, freshly peeled from a dead body, after scraping, after tanning, after finishing, and finally, items made of this skin. Elegant women's shoes, bags, briefcases, and even jackets. For the first time, I saw all the three Kukriniksi sitting over their open folders and drawing nothing. So stunned were they. The delegation also included the famous cartoonists of the creative group Kukriniksi, artists Mikhail Kuprianov, Porfiry Krylov, and Nikolai Sokolov.
The bodies of the Nazi criminals, executed by the International Military Tribunal, were cremated in Munich, and the ashes were scattered from a plane at an unspecified location on the 18th of October, 1946.